Today's daf is Yevamos Daf Tzadik Hei, and we have three lines from the bottom of Daf Tzadik Dalid Amid Beis V'Teyaser B'Shchiva Da'Achoysa. Today's daf is being learned as a Schutz Refuah Shalema for Chaya Melazer ben Rachel Leah, Avadia ben Miriam Leah, Moshe Abba ben Devorah, Devorah bas Mecha, Shmu ben Tehila, Baruch ben Rachel, Malka Miriam bas Esther, Sarah Nechama bas Rus Malka, Miriam bas Rivka, Ayala Tamar bas Esther, Leah Gittel bas Devorah, and Esther Kreindel bas Devorah. Today's daf is also being learned for Eloi Nishmas, Shlomo ben Yibadol Chaim Toivim, Reb Chaim Doiv. So we're still in Perikah Isha Rabbah. We're still discussing the sugya of Eidos Isha. And really, what we need, just to set the daf up, is that the first Mishnah of the Perik, and the overwhelming topic of the Perik has been, that if a married woman's husband went to Medina Sayam, and an Eid Echad came and said that he witnessed this man die, or even if someone told him that this man died, the halacha is that she's free to get married based on that testimony. A tremendous chiddush, because ordinarily the rule is ein davar shebe'erva pachas mishnayim. However, because of a combination of reasons, mishum meguna kilu be'rabbanon daike isho mintzava milse davidi legluye loy meshakri inchi, Chazal said that we're going to trust the edos even of an eid echad. What happens if after this woman got married, per the testimony of the eid echad, her husband showed up? Meaning, it turns out that what the Eid Echad had said was factually incorrect. So the Mishnah said, a whole Shulchan Aruch, most notably, Teitze Mizeh Umizeh. The halacha is, she's not allowed to remain married to the second man, which, at first glance, is obvious. Igloy Milsa L'Mafreya, she's an Eish Asish. But also, she's not allowed to go back and live with her original husband. The Mishnah also said, and that was on Daf Tzadik Dalet, what would be a similar case? Misha holcha ishtoy the Medina Sayam. There was a man that was married, his wife went to Medina Sayam, and then an Eid Echad came and told this man that his wife died. The halacha is, if he then went and married her sister, which is something that he would be allowed to do, assuming that what the Edom were saying was correct, that this man's wife had actually died, and then his real wife would show up, so the halach is muterach slach saloi. He would be allowed to stay married to his original wife. Meaning, we don't say that because he married his wife's sister, b'taos, so now he's not allowed to be anymore with his original wife. The halach is muteris lachzar, he's allowed to go back and live with his original wife. So we have a very stark difference between Misha Halach, Isha Shahalach Bailo the Medina Sayam, versus the Mishnah Misha Holcha Ishta L'Medina Sayam. Isha Shahalach Bailo L'Medina Sayam. And then she got married based on the Eidos of an Eid Echad. So there the halachas of the Eid Echad shows up. Teitze Mizeh Umizeh. However, in the case of Misha Holcha Ishta L'Medina Sayam, and he got married based on Eidim that told him that his wife had died, then the halachas, if it was a Gloy Muslim Afreya, that really he wasn't allowed to get married to his wife's sister, it doesn't impact his ability to be able to go back to his original wife. And really, a big part of what today's daf is going to discuss is, why is it that there's a nafka mina between the woman whose husband went to Medina Sayam, where if she got married betos, talocha, she can't go back to live with her husband, versus the man whose wife went to Medina Sayam, he then married her sister on the assumption that his wife was not alive, where the halacha is that if it turns out that his wife really was alive, he is allowed to go back and live together with his wife. Zok de Gemara. V'teyaser b'shchivo de'achoysa. Why is it that when this man's wife comes back, the halacha is that he's allowed to go back to her, and we don't say that the fact that he was living with his wife's sister impacts his ability to go back and live with his wife. Why don't we say that it should be a problem? There the halacha is if the man shows up, so why isn't the same halacha true that a man whose wife went to Medina Sayam, if he married her sister, he should not be able to go back and live with his original wife? So the Gemara says, it's very different. Ishtoi, as relates to his wife, that gets that is mizana b'mezid. So the halacha is she's asa miday raisa. Miday raisa, she's no longer allowed to live with her husband. Keshem shasru labal, kachasru labayil. So b'shoigig, in that case, even if she was mizana, only b'shoigig asru b'rabbanon. The rabbanon said that we're going to treat her like a saita, and therefore the halacha, she's not going to be able to live with her husband. Achos isha, however, as it relates to an achos isha, de b'mezid lo yasiro, miday raisa, with halacha, if somebody b'mezid would be mizana with achos ishtoi, it would not then make it aser for him to be able to live with his wife. What he did was very chamor, it's a chavi krisos, but at the same time, it wouldn't impact his ability to live with his wife. So in such a case, b'shoigig le'gazav rabbanon, so there was no reason for the rabbanon to go and make a gzeira b'shoigig. Meaning, in the case of our mishnah, yisirim, perika, isha, rabba, everything is happening b'shoigig. However, the shoigig can't be any worse than the mezid. So what the Mishnah is saying is that a married woman that's mezana b'mezid, she midday raisa becomes asa to her husband. So even in our Mishnah where she was only mezana quote unquote b'shoigig based on the edus of an eid echad, so the halach is, oh, it was only b'shoigig, true, but at the same time, teitzei mizeh o mizeh. But when it comes to achis isha, if somebody was b'mezid mezana with achis ishtoi, it wouldn't mean that all of a sudden now he's asa to his wife. So being that it wouldn't make an asa to his wife if it happened b'mezid, there's no reason that where it happens b'shoigig it should be any worse, and therefore the halach is muteris lachzer by. Says the Gemara, minon de leasir. How do you know, Taka, that if somebody is mezana with achis ishtoi, he doesn't become aser to his wife? So it's even an interesting havamina. The Gemara is going to entertain now a very strong tzad that if somebody is mezana with achis ishtoi, now he should be aser to live with his wife. Says the Gemara, you know, we know that that's not the case. Tanya it's a braisa. It says in the Torah, oisa. So the pasuk is, v'shachav ish oisa shichvazera. It's in the parash of Soit. It's talking about an ashes ish that's mezana, the halach is she becomes asa to her husband. So we learn from the word oisa that oisa shchivasa israsa, that she, an eshes ish that's mezana, because of her shchivah she becomes asa to her husband. The ain't shchivas achoisa oisarta. However, if somebody was mezana with his wife's sister, this nus with achis ishtoi would not make him aser on his wife. Says the Braisa Sheyocha, because it's really important that we had this pasuk. Because had we not had this pasuk, I would have thought Vahaloidenu. I would have made a Kalvachimer. And based on the Kalvachimer that the Gemara is about to say, I would have thought that maybe if somebody's Mezana with Achis Ishtoi, he should be asked to his wife. So what's the Kalvachimer? So we're going to read the words of the Kalvachimer, and then we're going to revisit it on the bottom of the Yom. It's really the second half of today's daf is going to be this Kalvachimer. The Gemara is going to revisit it. It, Rashi says, really, that we're going to be Mefarisha later, so we'll just say the words of the Kal v'chomer, and we're going to get back to it. So it says the Gemara, because had I not had a pasuk, I would have made a Kal v'chomer. Ma b'makim shabat l'iser kal, nesar ha'iser, makim shabat l'iser chomer, en oidin she nesar ha'iser. So again, the Gemara is going to have a lot of fun with this Kal v'chomer, but for now, there would have been a havamina that maybe there's a Kal v'chomer to teach me that if somebody's baal achis ishta, he should now be aser and his wife. Kamash blon, it says, v'shachat ish oisa, oisa shchivasa oisarta, that's an ishis ishta, that's mezana, she becomes aser to her husband, but if somebody's baal achis ishta, he doesn't become aser to his wife. Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said, "Loi nechleku beishamei beisil." So apparently there was some sort of machloikis beishamei beisil in this sugya. If somebody's baal achis ishtoi, does it now make him aser on his wife? So Rabbi Yehuda said that even though it's true there was a mesira that there was some machloikis beishamei beisil, however, to be clear, the machloikis was never bebaal chamoisai. They never argued if somebody was baal chamoisai, his mother-in-law shapoisal is ishtoi. Everyone agrees that it would be aser to his wife. So if somebody would be mezana with his wife's mother chamoisai, it would make him aser to his wife, and no one ever argued that. Even though we know there's some sort of machloikis beishamei beisil in this inyan, not on Chamoisai. Chamoisai, everyone holds as a problem. Man, nechli, what was machlik? Is bebal achis ishtoi. If someone's born achis ishtoi, Bishamay says, pasul. Bishamay says, pasul. Bishamay says, and Bishamay says, no, it's not going to be a problem. Rabbi Yehuda said, no. Rabbi Yehuda, I disagree with you. I hold as oi. I hold that there was never machlik in Bishamay Bishamay. Everybody agrees that if someone's bal achis ishtoi, it would not make him aser to his wife. Amman nechli, what was machlik? Is bebal chamoisai. Fakert, machlik is was bebal chamoisai. Paisel, Beishamay says it's going to be a problem. Beisul says that just like if someone's ban achis ishtoi, it doesn't make him aser to his wife, so too if somebody's ban chamoisai, it wouldn't make him aser to his wife either. So we have a machloikis, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi, as to what exactly the machloikis Beisham Beisul was. In this sugya, what's the sugya? Someone's ba on one of the kroivos of his wife. Does that now make him aser to his wife, or does that not make him aser to his wife? The two kroivos that Beisham Beisul, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi discussed was chamoisai and achis ishtoi. One thing is clear, Chamoisa is more chomer than Achis Ishtai. We'll see why soon. But Chamoisa is more chomer than Achis Ishtai. The machloikis Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi was, what exactly was the machloikis B'Sham and B'Sol? According to Rabbi Yehuda, they were arguing by Achis Ishtai, meaning Chamoisa, everyone agreed. If someone's Baal Chamoisa becomes Asa to his wife, the machloikis was if someone's Baal Achis Ishtai doesn't become Asa to his wife. According to Rabbi Yossi, the machloikis was B'Chamoisa, meaning B'Achis Ishtai, everyone agreed that he would not become asur to his wife. The question was, what about if someone is ban chamoisa? So the Gemara now is going to explain the shita of Rabbi Yehuda, of Rabbi Yossi. So again, Rabbi Yossi said there was never a machloikis beishamei and beis hillel. Everybody agrees it doesn't make him asur to his wife. The machloikis b'shamei b'sul, whatever this machloikis was, there was some mesayra, there was machloikis b'shamei b'sul, it was negeya, someone that was baal chamoisa. It says, Rabbi Yossi lefi, shebetchilo, when it comes to achis ishtoi, who mutter b'chal anashim shebe'olam. A man, before he gets married, he's allowed to marry anyone. Right? If someone is single, he's a man. So in theory, he can marry kol nashim shebe'olam. V'himu teres b'chal anashim shebe'olam. She too is allowed to marry any man. Kitcha, if a man is mekadesh anisha, who oisra, he makes her aser, v'hi asra sai, and she makes him aser. Now, meruba iser sha asra, me isra sha isra seyo. The iser that he imposes on her, every man imposes iser on his wife when he gets married, that iser is meruba than the iser that she would impose on him when she marries him. Why is that? The reason is shehu asur b'chal anashim shabayilam, because when a man marries a woman, she becomes an HSS. She's not allowed to marry anybody. The he loy asur seyu, ala b'krev eseyu. She only becomes asur in his kriven. Pre-chem der ben gashim, he was allowed to marry another woman. And certainly if, even now, post-chem der ben gashim, if he divorces his wife, he's allowed to marry anyone that he wants. But the point is that when a man marries his wife, she now becomes asur b'chal anashim shabayilam. When a woman marries her husband, because of the marriage, he becomes aser in all of her krivas. So the iser that he imposes on her is more chomer than the iser that she imposes on him. Based on that, says the Gemara, v'haloi dinu, you could have made a kabel chayim. Ma hu she'aser b'chal anashim shabayilam, ma dachi, who asers her on all anashim shabayilam. The iser that she has because of him is so severe. She's aser on everybody. Yet, shagiga, in the event that she b'shoigig was zinsa with someone that she is not allowed to be mezana, the halacha, she does not become aser to her husband. Now this is on a deraisa level. If an eshes ish is mezana b'shoigig, the halacha, she does not become aser to her husband. If she's mezana b'mezid, she becomes aser to her husband. But if it happened b'shoigig or b'oynis, then of course she does not become aser to her husband. So if an eshes ish who has this big iser, she's aser on everybody. Yet if she's mezana b'shoigig, what's the halacha? She's still mutter to her husband. She who imposed iser on him, but an iser kal, because he did not become aser on everybody. He only became aser on her kreivos. So shagag ba'aseloi. If he was b'shoigig mezana with one of her kreivos, such as achos ishtoi, einoi din shaloi nesaloi b'mutaloi. So certainly he should not become aser now on his wife. So the Gemara makes a little bit of a convoluted kavul chaymer. A bazak the Gemara, every single time there's a marriage. So of course there's a marriage and there's a bias nemen b'yisrael that's being built in klal yisrael. But there's also iser being chal. He's making her aser b'chal anashim shabayivam. She's making him aser on her kreivos. Her iser is much more than his iser. Okay. Now she who's aser, if she would be mezana b'shoigig with someone that she's aser to, she would be mutter. So kal v'chomer, he whose iser is less, if he would be mezana with someone that he's not allowed to be mezana with, so certainly, again, b'shoigig, the halach is that he would be mutter. So if that's the case, tain is the Gemara, that v'chura, we would have a kal v'chomer to tell me that if somebody's born achis ishtoi, it should be poshit, that the halacha is that he should be mutter to his wife. However, the Gemara makes an obvious observation. V'zeh ha-din l'shoigig. This kal v'chaymer only works v'shoigig. Right, what was the kal v'chaymer? Madach ha-neshes ish, that's mezana b'shoigig is mutter l'bayla. So kal v'chaymer, a man that's mezana with one of his wife's kroivos b'shoigig, that he should be mutter to his wife. True, but this is all on a shoygig level. Amazing minayin. How do you know if someone's mezana with achis ishtoi b'mezid, that even there the halacha is that it's going to be okay, meaning he'll allow to be Ramey married his wife. Talmud Loimer, so for that we need the Pasuk Oysa. This is the Pasuk that we brought on the top of the Yamin. It says, V'shachav ish Oysa, Oysa Shchivasa, Isarto, V'in Shchivasa Choysa, Isarto. We learned that only in Eish Zistatz Mezana the Aloch is, does the Shchiva make a Rasser, but if someone is born, Achis Ishtoi, the Aloch is, it's not going to make a Rasser. So the bottom line is, a little bit of a longer brisa, but at the end of the day, we ended up in the same place we were right when we started. And that is that if somebody would be mezan with achis ishtoi b'mezid, even though he's chayiv karis for what he did, and if he does b'shoyg, he would have to bring a karban chatos, but in terms of him being mutter to his wife, he's going to remain mutter to his wife. And even though an ishis ish, that's mezana, becomes usher to her husband, but a person that's mezana with his wife's sister, with Achis Ishtoi, he's going to remain mutter to his wife. Amr Rav Ami. Rav Ami said, Amr Reish Lakish, in the name of Reish Lakish. My time with the Rabbi Yehuda. What's Pshan of Rabbi Yehuda? So what did Rabbi Yehuda say? Rabbi Yehuda said, Lo nechliku b'shamei b'sila b'bal chamoysoi sh'poysel es ishtoi. That when it comes to someone that's bal chamoysoi, everybody agrees that he's going to be poysel es ishtoi. Now, we saw that for sure chamoysa is more chamer than achis ishtoi, because Rabbi Yehuda said in the next breath, he said toichidei dibur aman nechleku b'achis ishtoi. But when it comes to chamoysa, there was never a machleki. So the Gemara says why? Why is chamoysa different than achis ishtoi? There's probably a makar to this. And the Gemara says yeah, the chesiv. It's really based on a pasuk. It says be'esh yisrafu oisai the essence. So we saw this pasuk in yesterday's daf. This pasuk is talking about someone that's baal chamoysa. Isha sheikach es isha ves ima zimahi be'esh yisrafu oisai the essence v'loisia zima. Now, it sounds like from the Pasuk that everyone, literally the whole Mishpach is Chayiv Sreifa. Be'ish Yisrifu Oysai Ve'eshem. Says the Gemara, V'chikol HaBayis Kula Misreifa? What, the whole Bayis is Chayiv Sreifa? If someone was Ba on Chamoysai, so the person that was Ba and the Chamoysai, but for his wife, for example, what did she do wrong? So what does it mean, Oysai Ve'eshem? It sounds like the Gansa Mishpacha. V'chikol HaBayis Kula Misreifa? So the Gemara says, no, of course not. I mean, in Yilisreifa, if the Pasuk doesn't mean Sreifa, because it can't mean Sreifa, Tenu'inu'li Yisura, what the Pasuk must mean is Isser. And really what the Pasuk is saying is that if someone's Ban Chamoysai, the whole bias becomes Osir. What does it mean, the whole bias becomes Osir? Obviously, he's also on Chamoysa. He was also Asar, always Asar on Chamoysa, but he also becomes Asar to his wife. So this is a makar that if someone's Ban Chamoysa, he's Asar to his wife. In contrast to Achis Ishtoi, like we said, it's based on a special pasuk that we have in the parasha of Chamoysa. Om Rabbi Yehuda Mashmu, Ein Alochik Rabbi Yehuda. The Alochik is not like Rabbi Yehuda. I mean, even though Rabbi Yehuda said that when it comes to Ban Chamoysa, everybody holds that if someone's Ban Chamoysa, he becomes Asar to his wife, we don't pass like Rabbi Yehuda. Zakti Gemar, Rahuda Abed Yisur B'Chamoysa. There was a Maisa Shahaya, someone that did an Avera with Asi Rav Yehuda, so the Amoira Rav Yehuda came Nagde. He gave him Malkus on Malay, and then he said he loved Omar Shmuel in Aloch Rav Yehuda. We're not for the fact that Shmuel said Aloch is not like Rav Yehuda. Asrisa Aloch Yisur the Olam. I would have made you Asr on your wife, in which case you would have had even bigger issues. But the bottom line is Aloch is not like Rav Yehuda. So if Aloch is not like Rav Yehuda, we hold that there's no difference between Chamoysoi and Achis Ishtoi. And if there's no difference between Chamoysoi and Achis Ishtoi, just to finish the thought, so really it's a machloikis beishami and beishilol whether. In fact, it'd be Osir al Ishtay, not Osir al Ishtay. Basil said that he would be Mutter. Basil is always the Makel. So it comes out that you're Mutter, and it's for that reason I'm letting you stay together with your wife. So from here until about 10 lines from the top of Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to revisit the Kal V'Chomer that the Braisa board on the top of the Amud. So again, we're discussing the Halacha that if somebody is Ba, B'mezid al achos ishtoi, the halacha is he remains mutter to his wife. What he did was terrible, there's no discussion. But at the same time, does that now mean that he's usher to his wife or no? The halacha is he's mutter to his wife, and it's based on a pasuk. The pasuk says v'shachav ish oisa shichva zera, and we learn from there oisa and ish ish that's mezana shchivasa oisrusa. If she does it b'mezid, so the shchiva makes her asa. Aber v'ein shchivas achaisa oisrusa. However, if someone is mezana with achis ishtoi, so this nus with achis ishtoi is not going to make him usher to his wife. So based on a pasuk, that is the halacha. Now the Braisa didn't simply quote the pasuk. The Braisa said that we needed a pasuk. And the Braisa said that the reason we needed a pasuk was because had we not had the pasuk, I would have thought, based on a kal v'chomer, the halacha should be that if someone's born achis ishtoi, he should be asur to his wife. And because I would have thought, per kal v'chomer, that he should be asur, it's for that reason I need a pasuk to tell me that really he's going to be mutter. So what were the words of the kal v'chomer? So the kal v'chomer was as follows. Uma b'makim shabal iser kal.
Nesar Ha'oiser. Madach, if someone's bought, he did a bia, and it was an Isser cow. So the bia was an Isser cow. It was a bia of Isser, a bit Isser cow, a lighter Isser. Nesar Ha'oiser, the Oiser, yet because of the bia becomes Oiser. So Makim Shabal Isser Chomer. If someone's bought Isser Chomer, Eino Dinsha Nesar Ha'oiser. So certainly the Oiser should then become Oiser. So the Gemara is going to now analyze what exactly this Kal V'Chomer is, and the Gemara is going to bring five different Mahalchim in terms of what Pashup Shad in this Kal V'Chomer is. It's not such an easy Kal V'Chomer, but Be'ez Hashem will do what we do. So says the Gemara, my Isser Kal, what exactly is the Isser Kal? So let's define the Isser Kal, and then we'll walk through what the Kal V'Chomer is. Amar Rav Chizda said, Machzik U'Shasim Mishinissis. What the Kal V'Chomer of the Braisa was, that let's learn Achis Ishtoi from a Machzik U'Shasim Mishinissis. So what's the Halacha Machzik U'Shasim? If somebody gives his wife a get, he's allowed to marry her again, unless she was married to somebody in between, or important, even if she was just mezana with somebody else in between. So if she was nivala to somebody in between, so then the halach is he's not allowed to take her back as a wife. So Rav Chizda said, machzik u'shasay mishenissis. The makar to the Kal V'Chomer of the Braisa was a machzik u'shasay mishenissis, meaning where the halach is that he's not allowed to marry her anymore. Okay, what's the Kal V'Chomer? Ba leo hai, asra oleo dahai. So Reuven was married. Reuven divorced his wife. Then Shimon was Baalel. Shimon married her. So when Shimon married her, now Reuven's wife became Aser to Reuven. Now there's an Iser Machzer Grushasai. Baalel Itach. What would happen if Reuven then was Ba on the Machzer Grushasai? Meaning his original wife. Someone that he was not allowed to be Baalel right now because of the Iser Machzer Grushasai. So the halacha is Asra Leo Dahat. Now she would become Aser to Shimon. Why? Because now for Shimon to marry this woman would also be a Machzik Grushasai. So says the Gemara, if when Reuven is Machzik Grushasai, he makes her Aser to Shimon, so Kal V'Chomer, if somebody's Ba on Achleis Ishtoi, so the halacha is that he should now be Aser, that he should now be Aser on his own wife. So what's the Kal V'Chomer? What's the parallel? So we'll go through the first one a little bit more slower, and then the other ones will go a little bit quicker. So again, the words of the Kal V'Chomer were, Uma b'makim shabal iser kal, nesar ha'oiser. When Reuven divorced his wife, and Shimon married her, so now this woman became Aser to Reuven. Became Aser to Reuven as Machzik Grushasai. Who's the one that caused this woman to be Aser to Reuven? Shimon. But Shimon married her, that made her now not just a grusha, but a grusha that was nisais to somebody else. Now there's going to be an iser machzer grushasa, right? So Shimon is the one that assered this woman on Reuven. When Reuven now goes and is bahaleha, so now this woman becomes aser on Shimon as well. Shimon was the oiser to Reuven. When Reuven was bahaleha, so now she became Aser to the man that made her Aser. So this woman is Aser to Reuven. Why is she Aser to Reuven? Because of Machzik Grushasai. Machzik Grushasai is not a problem. Oh, because she was Nivela to somebody. Who was she Nivela to? She was Nivela to Shimon. So when she was Nivela to Shimon, she became Aser to Reuven. So Shimon is the Oiser, right? Now that Reuven is Baalel, so she now becomes a Machzik Grushasai to Shimon as well. So now she becomes Aser to Shimon. So you have a Bia of Machzer Grushasai, which is a Bias Iser, which is a Bia between Reuven and his wife. This Bia is going to cause her to be Aser to Shimon, because now she's going to become a Machzer Grushasai to Shimon. Shimon is also the Oiser. Shimon is the one that made her Aser to Reuven. So through a bia between Reuven and his original wife, this woman is going to become Aser to the man that made her Aser, who created this Bias Iser of Machzik Grushasai. So, Ma ben Makim Shabal Iser Kal, Madach, when you have an Iser Kal, Machzik Grushasai is being referred to in this Brice as an Iser Kal. It's not Kal, but relative to Achis Isha, it's an Iser Kal. So Ma b'makom shabal Iser Kal, Nesar ha'Oiser. The halacha is that the Oiser, meaning Shimon is going to become Osir Machmas this Bia, because that's now going to make her into a Machzer Yushasai to Shimon. So Mokim Shabal Isser Chomer. In the event that somebody was Ba on Isser Chomer, somebody was Ba on Achois Ishtoi, which is a Chayvei Krisos, not a Chayvei Lavan like Machzer Yushasai. This is already a Chayvei Krisos. Enoi Din Shenesar HaOisir. So certainly this Bia that this man had with Achois Ishtoi, it certainly should make him oser to the oyser. Now, who's the oyser of Achis Ishta? It's his wife. So if man's married, he now becomes oser to his wife's sister. Who's the oyser? His wife is the oyser. So if the Nesar becomes oser to the oyser, where the beer was a beer cow, only was Machzer Grushasai, so Kal V'Chomer, that should be the halacha, where it's an Isser Chomer of Achos Isha. So, says the Gemara, meaning the parallel is that Achos Isha is the same thing, because Achos Isha, there is an Isser Chomer, right, that's the Kal V'Chomer, it's more Chomer than Machzer Grushasai, that's easy, and it makes then sense that Shenesar HaOyser, that the Oyser, who is this person's wife, should now become Osir. But the Gemara says, there's an obvious pirchi here. Number one, ma'alem machse grushos and mishenisses sheken nitma haguf. Number one, it's not parallel. Why? In the case of machse grushosai, who's becoming Osir to the Osir? It's Reuven's wife, who was then Shimon's wife. Now that Reuven was machse grushosai, she's now going to become Osir to Shimon, who was the original Osir to Reuven. Okay, but who's becoming Osir? It's the woman. The woman's the one that did the Avera. So it's the woman that was Mezana, the woman that was Nitma Haguf, she's the one that's becoming Osir. So it makes sense. This woman did an Avera, so now she's going to become Osir to the Osir. As opposed to by Achis Isha, who's the one that did the Avera? It's the Achis Isha. It's the sister-in-law. Who do you want to become Osir based on the Kal V'Chomer? The sister. The sister never did anything wrong. So says the Gemara, Mala Machzer Grushasai, even though it's an Issakal, but it makes sense she came Nitma Haguf, as opposed to Achis Isha was not Nitma Haguf. Achis Isha, there was a beer with the wife's sister, and because of the beer with the wife's sister, you want the wife to be Osir? She didn't do anything. So why should she suddenly become Osir? Rashi takes out the next words, V'Yisura B'Roiv, and finally, V'Yisura Issaroilam. As much as you're saying that, oh, Achis Isha is more chamer than Machzer Grushasai, which at first glance, of course it's more chamer. Why? Because Achis Isha is a Chayvei Krisis, and Machzer Grushasai is only a Chayvei Lavin. But Tainas the Gemara, there's actually a chumra that Machzer Grushasai has over Achis Isha, and that is Machzer Grushasai is an Isser Oilam. Once a woman is Machzer Grushasai, so that's it. She'll never become mutter to her husband. As opposed to Achis Isha, it's only Aser B'Chayeh. And being that it's only Aser B'Chayeh, there is a time that it's going to be mutter. So as a result, we don't look at it as being as chamer. So the Gemara says, this can't be what the Kal V'Chomer was, because there's two obvious pirchas, one more obvious than the other, but two pirchas on this Kal V'Chomer. Elam Rish Lakish. So Rish Lakish said, you know what the Kal V'Chomer was? Kal V'Chomer was something else. The Kal V'Chomer was Yevama. The Isser Kal that we're referring to is an Isser Yevama. Kal V'Chomer L'Achis Isha, which is a Chayvei Krisus, that's already an Isser Chomer. The Gemara says, Lama, when we say Yevama, who do you mean Yevama to? Ilay Melachir, probably what you mean is a Yevama L'Achir. You want to make a Kal V'Chomer from the fact that if you have a Yevama, Shemeris Yevam, Reuven and Shimon are brothers, Reuven dies, leaves over no children. So now Reuven's wife has a Zika towards Shimon. She's a Shemeris Yevam. In the event that she was Zinsa, so if she ended up marrying somebody else or being zinsa to somebody else, so she did an avera of a chayve lavin, what we're going to call an isser kal. Loisia eishes hamesa chutzalir zar. Now the halacha is kudrav hamnuna, amrav hamnuna shemeres yavam shezinsa asur li yavama. The halacha is a shemeres yavam that's mezana becomes aser to the yavam. Now a shemeres yavam that's mezana becomes aser to the yavam. Who's the oyser? The yavam is the oyser, right? The yavam is the reason that she's a shemeres yavam. If there's no yavam, she wouldn't be a shemeres yavam. She's waiting for the yavam. So he is clearly the oyser. Yet the halacha is that in the event that she is mezana, she becomes oser to her oyser, even though the znus was only an iser kal. The Kal V'Chomer, Achis Isha, where the Isser is an Isser Chomer, so certainly over there, the halacha should be that he should be also to his wife. So again, what's the Kal V'Chomer now in the second version? I'm not using Kal V'Chomer. But what's the Kal V'Chomer in the second version? The Kal V'Chomer is like this. Madoch HaShemeres Yavam, that's Mizano. The halacha is she becomes Osir to the Yavam, even though all it is an Isser Kal. So you have an Isser Kal, that's the Isser Yavam L'Shok, L'Siya Esha Esameis HaChutz Al-Ishzar. In the event that there was a bia, what happens? Nesar ha'oyser. The Oyser, who's the Yavam, now becomes Aser. Meaning, she's Aser to the Oyser. She marries Yavam Shezinsa, Aser Yavama. So because of an Iser Kal, she becomes Aser to her Oyser. Says Dr. Gemara, Kal v'chomer Achais Isha, which is an Iser Chomer, in the event that he was Mezana with Achais Ishtoi. So the halach is that right now, the woman, his own wife, who's the oyser of the Achais Isha, should certainly become oser. And again, what's the Kal v'chomer? Because one's only an Issa Yavama L'shok, which is an Issa Kal, and the other one's Achais Isha, which is an Issa Chomer. But the Gemara says, here too, there's an obvious percha. The first one, Mal Yavama Shekein Nitma Aguf. Again, it's not a parallel. Because in the case of Yavama, this Shemeris Yavam was Mezana. So if she was Mezana, that's why she's being oser. You still have no basis, and it's still a tremendous leap of faith to tell me that if someone's mezana with Achis Ishtay, that should somehow impact his wife. His wife didn't do anything wrong. Achis Ishtay did something wrong. So you want to penalize her, but what did she do? His wife didn't do anything. By the Yavama, she did something. So because she did something, like by the Machzik Rishasa, she did something. So even though it's in Isser Kal, so Neser, Beseder, and Neser to the Oyser, this whole Geshmach and Kal V'chaim. But it makes sense because she herself is the one that did something, as opposed to over here, she didn't do anything. Besides, the Isura Beroiv, as relates to the Isser, could be the Isser is a more Chamadiga Isser. This Yavama Lashok, because it's Isura Beroiv. This Shemeris Yavam is Aser to everybody, right? Roiv. The whole world is Aser. As opposed to Achis Isha, it's a very exclusive Isser. It's him. He's the only one that's Aser to this woman, because to him, it's an Achis Isha, but it's certainly not Aser to the whole world. So it can't be that if the Kal V'chomer that could have been in our Braisa was Yavama, it would have meant Yavama L'shok. What does it mean? Ella says, maybe it means Yavama L'achin. Maybe it means Yavama, but not Yavama L'shok. It means Yavama L'achin. What happened? Avad B'mayimer. What happened was, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi were brothers. Reuven died, he left over no children, and then Shimon went and he did Maimer. Now what happens when Shimon does Maimer? When Shimon does Maimer, the Shemeris Yavam, the Yavama, becomes Aser to all the brothers. The reason is because if one brother does Yibun, then the Yavama becomes Aser to the brothers. Bayis Echad Hu Boina, the Inner Boina Shnei Batim. Right, just the Chazer. If one brother does Chalitza, Kivin Shalai Bana, Shuv LaYivna. And if one brother does Yibun, Bayis Echad Hu Boina, the Inner Boina Shnei Batim. Maimer is a Yibun Midrabanan, get. Of Perek Rabbi Gamliel fame is like a chalitza midrabanon. So on a drabanon level, it impacts the zik in the same way. So Avibah Maimer, if one brother is going to do Maimer, so then the halach is Avibah Maimer hai, Asra ledahat. Now she's going to become Asr to the other brother. Midrabanon. Why? Because Bayis Echad Hu Boina V'Inah Boinah Shnei Batim. So we look at the Maimer as if it was a Yibum. But Leo Idach, what would happen now if the brother, not the brother that did Maimer, Idach, the other brother would do Yibum, he wasn't allowed to do Yibum. He just violated an Issa drabanon. And Isser Kal. So Osro Leo Dahai. So then the halacha is the brother that did Maimer is going to be Osro to this woman. Why? Because just like when he did Maimer, he made the Yavama Osro to his brother Midrabbanan by Yisachadu by Nevena by Neshtei Batim. When the other brother did Yibum, he made the Yavama Osro to the brother that did Maimer Midai Raisa, because of Bayis Echad Hu Boina V'Inah Shnei Batim. Maimer only worked Midai Rabbana. That means Midai Raisa, the Zik is still there. And as a result, when the other brother does Yibum, so now he creates a Dai Raisa scenario of Bayis Echad Hu Boina V'Inah Boina Shnei Batim. Okay, so what's the point? What do you see from here? So you see a Meir de Gazach. You see this Kal V'Chomer. You see an Isser Kal. This Isser Kal is the other brother, not the one that did Maimer. The other brother was Ba. He violated the Isser of Bayis Echad Hu Boina V'Inah Boina Shnei Batim Midai Rabbana. That's clearly an Isser Kal. What happened? Nesar ha'oyser. The oyser, who's the brother, did Maimer, suddenly became oser to the Yavama. Because he has a deraisa diga bayis echad hu boina v'inah boina shnei batim. So you have a beer that was an Isser Kal, and it was Nesar ha'oyser. The oyser, right, again, the oyser is the one that did Maimer, because he's the one that made what his brother did into a Maisa Isser. What was the Isser? The Isser was, he was born on a Balas Maimer. Who created that? The brother that did the Maimer. So the Oyser now becomes Oser through the Isser Kal. So Kal V'Chomer, it should be Nesar HaOyser when there's an Achis Isha. But the Gemara says, I have a problem with this as well. Why? Because my Irya Shabo Leo Sheini, I feel Ovid Ba Maimer. Why? In order for this case to be true, where one brother did Maimer and then another brother did Bia, it's true in that case, she would now become Aser to the brother that did Maimer. But even if he wasn't Baalel, still she could be Aser. For example, even if he did Maimer. Why? Because one brother did Maimer, she became Aser to the other brother.
Once the other brother does Maimer, then she becomes also to the brother that did Maimer. Because each brother now did a Maimer. So Klape, the other brother, there's a bias echidu baina, veina baina shnei batim. So the Gemara is saying, it's true that you see the Bia is asering, but it's not the Bia exclusively that would aser, because even Maimer would have asered. So being that even Maimer would have asered, so it's not the Bia exclusively that would have asered, so I don't necessarily know if this is a good Kavachimer. I mean, the Kavachimer is that you see there's a psakoyach to the Bia. It's not necessarily the Bia. Varaya, if it would have been Maimer, it would have been the same thing, but the Gemara says Ali Kasha. I don't know if that's a Kasha Rabbi Gamliel. Maybe this Brisa holds like Rabbi Gamliel. The Amar, a Perak Rabbi Gamliel, fame, a Maimer, acha Maimer. That you can't have a second Maimer. Once one brother does Maimer, he takes up all the Maimer that's available in the Zika, and so the Gemara says, no. What I mean to say is, I feel nothing like get, I feel chalitza. What would be if he gave a get? What would be if he did chalitza? So one brother did maimer, and then the other brother gave a get and did chalitza. That would also make her aser on the brother that did maimer. So it's not necessarily the beer that's making her aser. Chalitza or a get would also make her aser. So it's not a kal v'chaymer. The kal v'chaymer would be if only the beer would do it. But being that it doesn't only have to be, so it could be the again and chalitz would end up doing the same thing. So that knocks out the kal v'chaymer. It's a pircha kal, but enough for the Gemara to move on and make another suggestion, and that is Elam Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said, Saita, maybe the kal v'chaymer of Isser Kal to Isser Chomer was not machzig rishasai. It's not Yevam al-Shuk. It's not bayasachudu bayne 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 shnei batim midrabanon. You want to know what the Isser Kal is? It was the Isser Saita, specifically Suffolk Saita. So we know what a Suffolk Saita is. Suffolk Saita has to drink from the main marim, and until she drinks from this mayim, the loch is, she's also to the baal, she's also to the bayo. So this Saita would be in the event that there was a bia. Maybe that's what would be going on. So the Gemara says like this: Saita leman. What do we mean? Ilay me lebaal. Do we mean Saita lebaal? Meaning as follows: Baal lebaal asra aleha the bayo. In the event that the Baal would be Ba'aleh, so the halacha is, she would now become asa to the Baal. A suffix soita, her status is pending. Right? It really depends on how it plays out. When she drinks from the water, that's going to determine, that's going to dictate what the halacha is. So really, we don't know what the halacha is going to be. Now, however, in the event that the husband would be Ba'aleh, so at that point, it would be checkmate. It would be all over. Why? Because the halacha is that once the husband is ba'aleh, at that point, she can't drink from the meisaita anymore. Now, if she can't drink from the meisaita anymore, that bia is going to create iser. It's going to make her aser on the boil. What do you mean? I thought she's aser on the boil anyways. No, she's only aser on the boil misafik. Until she drinks from the meisaita, misafik she's aser from the boil. But she could always drink from the meisaita, come out clean, and as a result, she won't be aser to the boil. So really, it's only a safik whether she's aser to the boil. If there's a bia, now she can't drink from the meisaita anymore, because that's the halacha. So then for sure, she's going to be aser on the boil. So you have an iser kal, where the husband was ba on his wife, who was a safik saita. Why is it an iser kal? All it is a safik saita. That iser kal makes the woman usher on the oyser. Who is the oyser? Who's the one who caused this whole problem? The bayal. She's now going to become usher through b'teres vaday. So the bia of kal is going to make her usher to the oyser. So kal v'chaymer, the bia with achis ishtoi, should make him usher to the oyser, which is his wife. But the Gemara says that here too, we have the same issue with the Kal V'chaymer. You don't need the Bia per se in order to make her awesome. Because my ear, Yabal Leah, I feel a Nasan Laget. What happens if the man would divorce his wife? So she's not his wife anymore. So he can't give her to drink from the Meisait anymore. So she's going to be asa to the Baal. Or if I feel Amar Einani Mashke. Or let's say he simply says, I'm not being Mashke you. It's always the husband's decision. It's his choice that he has in order to be Mashke or not to be Mashke. So if he doesn't want to, he doesn't have to. So the Gemara says that can't be the case either. Because here too, like we said earlier, this Pircha Kal, but doesn't have to be a Bia. And because it doesn't have to be a Bia, that's enough to knock out the Kal V'chaymer. El, the Gemara says, what it means is Soita Lebayel. Maybe what we mean is Soita Lebayel. We mean, very, very simple, Pashit, you have a married woman who was Zinsa, where the halacha is that she now becomes Aser to her husband. What happened? This woman was Mizana. She was Mizana with the Baal. And she now becomes Aser to her Oyser. Who was the one that Aser her to the Baal? Her husband. The fact that she's an Eishes Ish. That's why she was Aser to the Baal. So you have over here a Bia. A Bia of an Eishes Ish that was Mizana with the Baal. Which made her Aser to her husband. Who's the Oyser on the Baal? And Madach, that's the case. Kal V'chaymer Achis Isha. So the Gemara says, this is a great Kal V'chaymer. Perfect Kal V'chaymer. Meaning,
an eches ish that's mezana becomes osa to the baal. The baal is the oiser. She becomes osa to the oiser because of the bia. So the Gemara says kal v'chaymer by eches ish should be the same thing. But the Gemara says there's one problem. What's the problem? Machzik u'shasai yivam l'shuk bayis echad u'bayin v'ein u'bayin shnei batim idrabanon. The iser for a man to be baal ishtoi when she's a safik soita, those things are iser kal. Certainly relative to Aches Isha. Oh, but Aches Isha is not Isser Kal. This Isser over here, you have an Aches Isha that was Mizana with a boil, she becomes also to her Isser, that's the husband. It's not an Isser Kal. So the Gemara says, a nice Kal v'chaymer, but it's not a Kal and a Chomer. That doesn't work out. So the Gemara says, I Isser Kal, who Isser Chomer, who died of Aches Isha. She's Mamish and Aches Isha. This is an Isser Chomer. Elamai, Rava said, no. Really Aches Isha. And a Chanami, we mean Aches Isha. V'chein ki yasa Rav and Amar Rabbi Yoichanan, Aches Isha. V'amai kari lo Isser Kal. So if we mean Aches Isha, so why is it an Isser Kal? She'ein ha Oisra. Oisra kol yamav. The reason it's a kal is Eishes Ish is an Eser Kal is because an Eishes Ish is not Asa forever. Because the husband always has the ability to divorce his wife, make her not an Eishes Ish. So as long as kol kama she's an Eishes Ish, it's taka and Eser. But being that it's very easy for her not to become an Eishes Ish anymore, so therefore in the world of Kal v'chomer, relative to Achis Isha anyways, we collect an Eishes Ish as if it's an Eishes Kal. Gemara says, Tanya nami hachi, it's mefurish b'raisa. So again, we started off with a Brisa. We're going to wrap this up. We start off with a Brisa. The Brisa said that if someone's ban achis ishtoi, he's muteres to his wife. Why? It says v'shachav ish oisa. Oisa dafkin ish. This says mezana becomes also to her husband, but if someone's ban achis ishtoi, he remains muter to his wife. Said the Brisa, v'haloi dinu. Because really, you could have made a kal v'chomer, an interesting kal v'chomer. Ma'be mokim shabal iser kal, nesara oiser. Mokim shabal iser chomer, ein edin shen nesara oiser. And the maskona, the Gemara said, what was that kal v'chomer? You could have said that madach iser eches ish, which relative to Achis Isha is an Isser Kal. Why? Because it's easy for a man to just divorce his wife and just get rid of the whole Isser Eches Ish. So, Madach Eches Ish, if she's Nivala Be'isser to Abayal, she becomes Aser to her Oyser, she becomes Aser to her husband, who's the one that made her Aser to the Abayal. So, Kal V'chaymer, if someone's Ba an Achis Ishtoi and he's over the Isser Achis Isha, which is a more Chomer the ge iser, then the bia with achis ishtoi should make him oser to his wife, who's the oser of the iser achis ishtoi. Now the Braisa didn't say this, and that's why we had five suggestions until we finally got to the maskana. But the Gemara says there's another Braisa that actually does say it mefurish, and that's the Tanya Nami Hachi Abchanan Amar Mishum Rabbi Loza. Eishes ish. Ma b'mokim abal iser kal. She'ein ha oisra oisra kol yomav. Ma dach someone that's born iser kal. Why is eishes ish iser kal? She'ein ha oisra oisra kol yomav. Because this is not forever. Nesar ha oisra. And still b'alach is nesar ha oisra. Abal iser chomer. If someone's born iser chomer, she ha oisra oisra kol yomav. Where the iser echis ish is an iser forever. Ein edin she nesar ha oisra. So certainly she should become oser. Tamad loimar. That's what you would have thought. It says oisra oisra shchivasa oisra sa. Ve'ein shchivas achoisa oisra. So we're going to exhale, we're going to stop the daf here. The next Gemara isn't that much lighter than the Gemara that we just learned, and we're going to speak out a little bit of festerate, so just shifting gears a little bit to the sugya that we're learning here in Perek Isha Rabbah. That is the sugya of Eidos Isha. So again, the backdrop really to everything that we're learning is the halacha that an Eishas Ish whose husband went to Medina Sayyam, and Eidechot came and said, Meis Bailech. The halach is she's allowed to get married based on the testimony of the Eidechot. And the Gemara gave a whole bunch of fashidina reasons why that's the case. Number one, Mishum Miguna Akilu Be'Rabbana. Number two, Mitoy Chomer Shechmar Taleb Asoifri Kal Taleb Tchilasa, which is another way of saying, Daik Isha Mitzvah. We trust that a woman, because of all the chumras imposed on her in the event that she gets it wrong, as mentioned in the Mishnah, Pezayinam Adbeis, she's for sure going to do proper research before she just goes ahead and frivolously and recklessly just gets married. So we trust that she's going to do some proper homework before she gets married. That gives us the confidence that ultimately the right thing is going to be done. Additionally, the Gemara said that it's a milsa da'avidi le'igluye, and because it's a milsa da'avidi le'igluye, lo'y meshakri yinshi. We also saw a discussion in the Gemara on Tzadik Gimel Amid Beis, Tzadik Dalet Amid Aleph, where the Gemara was discussing what's the ikar tam. Right? The Gemara isn't sure what the ikar reason is, meaning we know it's a combination of reasons, but what's the primary reasons? And it seems that the two finalists, in terms of what the primary reasons would be, either Daika Isha Mintzaba
or Milsa Davide Leguye Loi Meshakri Inchi. But either way, it was Mavur in the Gemara that we trust in Eid Echad when it comes to Eidos Isha. Now we spoke out that all the Rishonim ask that, I don't understand. You can give me three wonderful reasons why you should trust in Eid Echad when it comes to Eidos Isha. But at the end of the day, Eidos Isha is a Dava Sheba Erva. And there's a Din Dairaisa that says, Ein Dava Sheba Erva Pachas Mishnaim. It's learned out from Gzeirah Shava. It says, Al Pishnaim Edom Yakum Dover. When it comes to Dinei Mominis, it says, Kimotza Be'erva Stover in the Parish of Arayas. And we learn from there that just like Dinei Mominis, it's Al Pishnei Edom. So too, when it comes to Dovash Be'erva, it also has to be Al Pishnei Edom, which means there's a Din Dairaisa that Dovash Be'erva requires two Edom. So if there's a Din Dairaisa that Dovash Be'erva requires two Edom, so you can give me all the reasons in the world why you want to trust in Eid Echad, but at the end of the day, you go and Kenegat Edin Taira. And how do you have a right to go Kenegat Edin Taira? Now, to be truthful, we learned the sugya that yesh koich biat chachamim lakudavim in atayra. But the maskonas hagemara is that yesh koich biat chachamim lakudavim in atayra b'shev v'al taisa. Avol ein koich biat chachamim lakudavim in atayra b'kum v'asei. And to tell me that you would trust in Eid Echad to allow an eishes ish to physically b'kum v'asei get married, you're violating the principle of ein koich biat chachamim lakudavim in atayra b'kum v'asei. So Fregin the Rishonim, at the end of the day, v'achrei kechloi sakol, after all the sugyas in Perikah Yishar Rabbah, at the Torah said, ein dovash of ever pachas mishnayim, how did the Chachamim have a gerecht to go bekum v'asei and to be oikir dovim in HaTorah? So we spoke out from the Shmaitzah, in Shmaitzah Zayin Aleph, who made a sikum, and he said that there are three primary mahalchim in the Rishonim to add to this kasha. The first is Tosfos and Yevamos, Daf Pei Chesem and Aleph, and this Tosfos is in other places in Shas as well, where Tosfos says a yesod, that even though it's true, the Gemara says, Ein koich biyat chachamim lak ha-dover min ha-toyro bekum v'asei. However, if Chazal had a dover hogun, there was a good reason, or there's a tzas tam v'smach to be oik ha-dover min ha-toyro, they have a right to do it even bekum v'asei. Being that Mishum Iguna Kilobe Rabbana, Daiki Isho Mintzvah, Milsa Avide Lagluye, these reasons create a situation where there's a Tam Hagun to trust Eid Echad, and Bechai Gavna, you could be Oikudavim Min HaTorah. So it's true, Tosfos says you're being Oikudavim Min HaTorah when you trust the Eidos of an Eid Echad, but Bechai Gavna, this is something that you're allowed to do. The second Mahalach that the Shmaitzer brings is Rashi, Masech the Shabbos, tucked away. Daf Kuf Mem Hei Amid Beis. It's also the Rashbin Ksubis Daf Gimel Amid Aleph, very much not tucked away, front and center in the Sugya of Yesh Oynus Begetin, where Rashi and the Rashba said that it's true the Chachamim don't have a koyach to be Oikudavim in HaTorah. However, the Chachamim do have a very special koyach that Chazal gave them, and that is that if they ever deem a marriage, for whatever reason, not to be okay, they have a right to terminate the marriage. It's based on the fact that every chassan under the chuppah says, Hareat mekudeshes libet habazu kedas moshe v'yisrael. And essentially, what the chassan, hopefully knowing what he's saying, is saying, is that I am marrying this woman, but I acknowledge that if at some point the chachamim deem this marriage to be not okay, they have a right to do that. Called the mekadesh ataita the rabbanu mekadesh v'afkin rabbanu lekedusha minei. There's a concept that the rabbanu have a right to be oiker or kedusha l'mafreya. And says Rashi and the Rash, but that's what happened by every eidus isha. Every time an eidachah comes by eidus isha, it's true the chachamim don't have a right to trust the eidachah. That's not something they could do. But what the chachamim do is they use the eidachah as an impetus to say that this is a reason to maybe be mad to this woman. We can't do it, but we have a legal loophole. Our attorney said, oh, we gave an eitzah. Let's just be oiker davim and atayra. We'll be oiker the kedushin lemafreya. Not davim and atayra. The kedushin lemafreya. By doing that, it comes out that she's not really married. If she's not married, now she's going to be able to go ahead and marry this woman. But there was a third mahalach. And that's the Rambam. And the Rambam is in Perek Yud Beis of Hilchas Gerushin Bekitzer. It's in Perek Yud Gimel and Hilchas Gerushin Ba'arichos. And the Rambam, big machlokes Rishonim, had to learn the Rambam, but we're going to go for this raid bite. Like, the Iker Shita in the Rishonim and Achronim is that the Rambam held that the Eid Echad Be'edos Isha is Nemon Midai Raisa. Nemon Midai Raisa. Midai Raisa, I thought Ein Davar Sheba'erva Pachas Mishnayim. Says the Rambam that this is different. Because although it's true, Ein Davar Sheba'erva Pachas Mishnayim, but the only time the Torah was makbid in two Eidim is if it's a Davar She'ein HaTayochel Lamed Al Biryai Ela Mipi HaEidim. It's only if it's a Milsa D'Loi Avide L'Gluye. But the Rambam was Mechadesh, that in the event that it's a Milsa D'Avide L'Gluye, over there the halacha is going to be, you'll be able to trust the Eid Echad, Midoy Raisa. So the reason we trust Eidach HaBeidah Isha is not because, oh, the Rabbanon have a koyach, yesh koyach be'ad chom alak adovim and atoy b'kum v'aseh, if there's a tam hogun. And it's not because they're being mafkir, the original Kedushin, because called the Mekadosh Adai, the Rabbanon Mekadosh Rafkin, Rabbanon L'Kedushin Mineh. The reason that we're trusting the Eidachot is because the Torah said trust the Eidachot. What do you mean? The Torah said, Al-Pishnei Edom Yakim Dover. It said, Kimotzeva Evers Dover, the Zegzeri Shavah Dover Dover Mimomen. That's true. But you have to understand how to read the parasha of Ein Dover Shavah Ever Pachas Mishnayim. The Torah is talking about, Lo Yikpi the Torah, only in a situation where it's a milsa delay avida legluya. But a vifel, it's a milsa avida legluya. Over there, the Torah never was makbid on two edim. And over there, an echad is going to be believed. And if over there, an echad is going to be believed, this is a milsa avida legluya. And that's why you can trust the edos of an edachad. Now, you have to clarify, according to the Rambam, that you're really trusting the ed midoy raisa because it's a milsa avida legluya. So why did the Gemara say, Am pechesam et aleph mishum meguna kilu bei rabbanon? And why did the Gemara repeat several times throughout the sugyas that it's because of daik yishum mensubah? I thought it's a dindai raisa. It's a milsa avida legluya. And by a milsa avida legluya, you trust an edachad. So the Tashbits already, and the Noida Behuda and the Shuvas, they're all masber, Pashup Shad in the Rambam, is that the Rambam held that the Gemara was just explaining why it is that the Chachamim didn't take it upon themselves to be machmer by Eidos Isha. Meaning, you would have thought that because of the Chumra of Eidos Isha, even though it's true, it's a Milsa David Al-Gluye, and by Milsa David Al-Gluye, you could trust in Eidach Al-Midai Raisa, but it would seem very reasonable in the world of Chumras that this would be a time to invoke a festive Chumra and say that we're not going to trust in Eidach. So for that, we have reasons, Mishum Aguna Kilu Bei Rabbanon, Daikum Mishum Mitzvah, it's all to counter what could have been a Chumra de Rabbanon. But you want to know the real reason why the Eidachot is believed? It's not Mishum Iguna Kilu Bei Rabbanon. It's not because of Daiki Ishum Mitzvah. It's because of Milsa Davide Legluye and Bikai Gavna. There's no Akpada on two Eidim. And it's for that reason over there, Midai Raisa, you'd be able to trust in Eidachot. So just to speak out, one Ha'ara. It's really not a Ha'ara. It's a Havana. In the Shita Sarambam, I believe this is extremely foundational. It's a Dover Oimid Berumay Shalaylam. And it really, it opens up Kimavur and the Rishonim and the Achronim, so many sugyas that we're going to learn together, Be'ez Hashem, as we go through Noshim Nezikin. So this is really Avia voice in terms of foundational, in terms of understanding the basics of Hilchas Eidos, and everything that we're going to speak out now comes from Maron, Rav Shach, in his Avi Ezri, and it's really in two places. It's in Hilchas Sanhedrin in Perek Chof, and it's in Hilchas Geirish, and right here in Perek Yud Gimel. It's Rav Shach, Hot Gezok Pshat in Rambam. And he said that really, in order to understand this Rambam, that you can trust the Eidos of an Eid Echad, even by Dovid Sheba Erva, because it's a Milsa Davide Lagluye, we really have to take a step back, and we have to see another Rambam. And this Rambam is in Perek Chof Dalid, in Hilchas Sanhedrin. It's Perek Chof Dalid, Halacha Aleph. Zok de Rama. Every word is important. Yesh ledayin, lodun bedinei mamenois, al pi advarim shedaita noitan lehem shehein emes, vahadavar chazek belivoi shehukein. Yesh ledayin lodun bedinei mamenois. So talking about dinei mamenois, says the Rama, a dayin, when he presides over dinei mamenois, the appropriate thing for him to do is to paskin, al pi advarim shedaita, if he sees something, he's presented with a case, he's presented with evidence, and daito is noita that a certain thing is emes, and he has a strong feeling that this is the way it is, he should paskin that way. Says the Rambam, even if he doesn't have a raya brura, still he should paskin that way. And then the Rambam says, this is true if Taito is noiteloi show MS, Vadovar is chazak beliboy shuken. Aber ve ain't sorach loimar, says the Rambam, it goes without say that imhoyo hu yoidea bevadai shadovar kane. He didn't just have a hunch. It's not just a hergis. It's not just a feeling. But he's positive this is the way it is. Shudon kafi mashayeda. That he should paskin based on what he knows. And then the Rambam gives a whole list of examples of how this works. I'll just mention the first one. Ketzad. Hareshen is chayiv adam shvua bebezdin. A person was chayiv shvua in bezdin. V'amal ledayin. And someone came to the dayin. Who is the someone? Adam nem on that slide. Someone that he trusts. This is a yid that he trusts him. He's a good chavazayna. He's a confidant. He relies on him for diligence. This is a man that he trusts. So he comes, he whispers into his ear, and he tells him, Shezeo Ish, you know, this person that you're about to be Mechayev Shvuah, Choshed Hu Al HaShvuah. I'm letting you know he's Choshed. Don't trust the Shvuah. Says the Rambam, Yesh Ledayin, Lahafeich HaShvuah Al Shekenegdei V'Yishba V'Yoytel. Don't make this person swear. What do you do if someone's Chay Shvuah, they write he can't swear? Shekenegdei Nishba V'Yoytel. So you flip the Shvuah on the other person, you tell him to be Nishba V'Yoytel. Why? Hoyo V'Samcha Daitei Shal Dayim Adivrizeh. Because the Dayin heard what he said, he trusted him. So his gut is that he's telling him the truth. This is what he should do. Afilo hoisa isha. It doesn't matter if that person that he trusts is a man or a woman. Oy eved nemanim. Hayo umatza hadavar chazak v'nachem belibay soymech olav v'don. It's poshit that this is what he should do. Says the Rambam, it goes without saying that if he knows him himself, he's not even coming on to someone whispering into his ear. At Eis Dalein, he certainly shouldn't do this. I'll mention one more example. V'cheinim yotza shtar choyv lefonav. There's a shtar chayv in front of him. He's a dying. Somebody presented a shtar. This shtar, it's a shtar parua. In some chadaita advarav, yesh loy loy malazeh, loy tifra ela b'shvuah. Tell this person you're going to have to swear. What do you mean? The Torah doesn't say you have to swear. It doesn't matter. And then the Rambam goes on. He gives example after example after example. Again, what's the yisoid of this Rambam? This is so important. Yesh ledayin lodum b'dinei mominis al pi advarim shetaitu noitel en shem emes v'adavar chazek b'libay shukein af al pi she'en shem raya brura. If a dayin feels that something is like that, he can't prove it. He can't. But at the end of the day, I'm the dayin. Ein ledayin ala mashe'en of raya. This is what I think. And this is what I think you're supposed to pasken. So after one of the longest se'ifim in Rambam, in Yad Chazot, a long Rambam, Zokti Rambam at the very end, Imkein, Freik the Rambam Akasha. If that's the case, Lama Tzricha Torah Shnei Eidim. So what's the way them all about? So basically, you're a dayin, you're supposed to follow your gut. You're supposed to come out and whatever you think is the truth. So what happened to two Eidim? Since we're little boys, we've been taught that the way a Bezdin works is, you present two Eidim, and that's the way it works. Apishnei Eidim Yakum Davar. So what's this whole two Eidim business about? The Rambam's kasha. Im kein lo mitzricha Torah Shnei Eidim. So the Rambam says, shebizman sheyavoyu lufnei adayim Shnei Eidim. You know what the Torah meant when he says that that Dayanim have to pass him based on Eidim? And what it means to say is as follows. That if two Eidim come in front of a Dayan, yodun al pi Eidusan, the Dayanim have to be mekabel the Eidus of the Eidim, even if they don't know whether these Eidim are telling the truth or the Eidim are not telling the truth. The Eidim have a cheskas kashrus, and if they don't have any good reason to say that these Eidim are lying, there's a gzeiras akosov that says, al pi shnei Eidim yakum davar. Zok the Rambam. When it says in the Torah that a dayan is supposed to follow Eidim, the Torah is not saying that the only way a dayan can paskin is based on Eidim. It's not what it means. What the Torah is saying is that if Eidim come, you have to listen to the Eidim. It's a Gzeres HaKosov, like a Tzoras Erev is a Gzeres HaKosov. You have to listen to two Eidim. But it doesn't mean that the only way to Paskin a Shaila is Pasha, is two Eidim. Because Avad, if there are no Eidim, so the Bezdin says, listen, we'll wait for another Eid to show up. Until then, what should I tell you? No. Yesh L'dayin L'atum B'dinei Mominis Al Piyat Tmarim Shetaitu Noitel En Shem Emes V'adav V'chazik B'libet Shukain Avad B'shenjim Raya Berura. He doesn't need a Raya Berura to Paskin. The Gzeres HaKosov of Eidim doesn't mean the only way you could Paskin is Eidim. That's not what it means. What the Gzeres HaKosov means is that in the event that there's Eidim, you have to be Mekabel the Eidim. But it's Poshit, says the Rambam, that if you don't have Eidim, you still let a Paskin Shailas. And not just that, you can listen to what other people think and it can impact halachas in profound ways. Like all the examples that the Rambam gives. But either way, this is a Rambam in Perech Avdal, Halacha Aleph, and Hilchas HaNeshim. So Rav Shach said that it's poshut. That what was the makar to this Rambam? How did the Rambam know this? I mean, it feels like common sense. But l'chayr b'da far tabin ha-makar. What was the makar to this Rambam? So he said the makar to the Rambam was a sugi mesechtes gittin daf yuramid beis. Getting deep into Nashim Nezikin. The Mishnah says as follows, Kol ha-shtorois, ha-oilim ba-ar-koyish al-oivdekechavim. All shtorois that went through their kus, right? It went through the non-Jewish court system. Even if these shtorois, these documents, they were signed by any Yehudim, ksherim. The halach is, the shtorois are going to be kasher, chutz mi gitei Nashim v'shechruir avadim. With the exception of gitei Nashim v'shechruir avadim. But this is a Mishnah, that if there's a shtar that went through and it was considered gepaskin that this is a good star in their kois. That loch is a kosher star.
Kol ashtaris ha'olim ha'erkoyim shalav dekechavim. Even if the chaysmim, all the signatories on this shtar are olim dekechavim, doesn't matter. It's going to be kosher. The exception is a get isha and shkru revam. So we have to learn the first piece of Gemara. Zok the Gemara, kapasik v'tani, the Mishnah's mashma kol shtaris. Lo yishno mecher, lo yishno matano. It doesn't matter if the shtar is a shtar mecher or the shtar is a shtar matano. Now what's the difference? Shtar mecher is a shtar that's a raya, meaning a mecher doesn't happen with a shtar. How does a mecher happen? So somebody sells something to somebody else. You give him money, there's a meshicha, there's a hagbah. What's the shtar? The shtar just memorializes the transaction. It's just a transcript of exactly what took place. A shtar matana is where the chefza of the shtar is what's creating the transfer of rishos, where somebody writes on a piece of paper, "I'm gifting you this thing." Right? That's what it means for our sugya. So Gemara says like this: Kapasik v'tani loishna mechav loishna matan. That when we say that kol ashtaris on the markoy shlevi kechavim, afal pishach esmei of kechavim cherim, it means shtar mechav shtar matan. It's bishleim a mechav bishleim a shtar mechav. I understand. Chiyav zuzi kamayu hudekana. By a shtar mechav, what creates the kinyan? It's the money that creates the kinyan. What's the shtar? The shtar raya ba'almohu. All it is a shtar raya. Okay. In this case, I understand why you trust the shtar that went through their kais. Why? Because the ilo yov zuzi kamayu. In this case, had the money not actually traded hands, they have a marinaf shayu, the kosmin le shtara. Their kais would have never been marinaf shayu. They would have never exposed themselves. The eidim would have never signed such a shtar. Two eidim are not going to sign a shtar saying that a transaction happened when maybe it didn't happen. So I understand why you trust the shtar that was oil bar kosh levi kechavim. Because it's proof that it happened. The eidim would not be married. They're not going to risk their reputation and their professional career by lying about a transaction that never really happened. Ela matana, but a matana, but my kokoni. What's creating the kinyan? La b'hashtara. Ha'ishtara chaspa ba'almohu. Amash Shmuel. Shmuel said, dina d'malchus adina. The iba same of the Gemara gives another test. We're going to just focus on the part of this that we need. And that is the first part of the Gemara. It's mavur in the Gemara that a shtar mecher that goes through the arkois, it was pasha to chazal that you could accept it. So a bezdin shal yisra, if they were presented with a shtar, this shtar was signed by Eina Yehudim. It went through the non-Jewish court system. It's now presented to a bezdin shal yisrael. They would accept it. It's a mishnah. Kol hashtaros ha'olim barkoy shal oiv dekechavim. Afal pisha chosmeyim oiv dekechavim. Ksherim. And the Gemara says, as it relates to a shtar mecher, it's poshet. Shtar matan is a little more complicated. But shtar mecher is poshet. That's all we need. Why is it poshet? Because there's a svara. The ilo yov, zuzi kamayu, they have a marin of shayu v'kos from shtar. If it didn't happen, they would have never signed on it. So the fact that these two eidim signed on, even though they're oivdik yichavim, it's poshet that it happened. This is the sugya. Freik dagoyis ashri. Right here in the Rosh. The Rosh is in Perek Hamevi Get. It's Simen Yud. Dagoyis ashri is right on the side. The im toimar. He asks a bomba kasha, one of the great kashas of all time. He says, I don't understand this Gemara. The Gemara is telling me there's a new svara called a Mari Nafshayu, that these two Eidim, we trust them, even though they're not Jewish, even though they're Posel Eidus. But no, at the end of the day, lo yov zozi kamayu, lo yavi Mari Nafshayu. Freik da goyis ashri. We know that Moshe and Aharon are Posel Eidus. Why? Because they're Krovim. And they're Posel Eidus. Freik da goyis ashri. I'm asking you, Moshe and Aharon will be Mari Nafshayu? Of course not. Elamai, so the Adin, but that's not Koshul Eidos. So now you can have a Mzaychit Pasul Eidos. So what's this new patent over here? Mitamol, there's a sugya, mamish on an island. Get in Yudom at base. Shtaris, a oilam bar Koshul Eidos, a chavim, afa pisha chasmeim, a oilam bar chavim, ksherim? Why? Because like Marin Avshayu, Freita Gois Ashri, how could it be different than any two Eidim Yisraelim? Moshe Nahari, that's the perfect example. Where it's Zichr, yet the halacha is that they're going to be posel eidos. So that goes to Ashri to answer this kasha says a murder to Gechidish. He says, "V'yesh loymar the oiv dekichavim einam psulim in atayra. Really, oiv dekichavim not posel eidos. Moshe and Aharon are posel eidos. Oiv dekichavim are not posel eidos. Oiv dekichavim are just chashudim. So a biffle, there's a svara of loymar in Avshayu. So now they're not chashudim anymore, and therefore they're going to be kashal eidos. And a chinami, Moshe and Aharon are krovim. They're posel eidos. But these oiv dekichavim, they're not posel eidos. All they are is chashudim." Avifu dechshudim, dechshudim, but if they're not chshudim, they're not chshudim. Loi marin avshayu, and therefore they're not going to be chshudim. Azoy zok dagoy sashri. But Rav Shach said,
That's very nice. This is the teretz of that Gois Ashri. Aben Rambam it's Mavuri says in Kama places that the Rambam, when he's moina, all the Psule Eidos, he's moina Ovdi Kechavim as Psule Eidos. So according to the Rambam, when Ovdi Kechavim was Apostle Eidos. And if that's the case, according to the Rambam, it's Hodra Kushis Gois Ashri Loduchte. What's Pashim Shan and a Sugi and Shas? It getting the Fyura Mabes, the Sugi of Kol Hashtaros, Oilimbar, Koishal, Ovdi Kechavim, Afa Pisha Chesmeim, Ovdi Kechavim, Ksherim. Why? Because Le Marin Avshayu, at the end of the day, Moshe Naharna also Le Marin Avshayu. And still Moshe Naharna Pasaleidus. So how could they be Koshaleidus? Rav Shach said that it's Pasha to him, that the Rambam held, that you know what you see in this Sugya? You see in this Sugya exactly what the Rambam said in Perach Avdal in Hilchas Sanhedrin. What you see in this Sugya is that it's true there's a Parash of Eidim. It's true it says in the Torah, Al Pishnei Eidim Yakum Davar. But that does not mean that the only way to Paskin a Shaila is based on two Eidim. It's what it means is like the Rambam says, that if two Eidim walk into Bez, then you have to accept their testimony. But it does not mean that that's the only way to Paskin. In fact, if Bez then has a hunch that something is a certain way, Yesh L'dayun Lodun, a Dayan should Paskin, B'dinei Mominis, Al Pi Advarim Shataita Noitelen Shem Emes, V'adobar Chazak B'libay Shukain, Af Al Pi She'en Shem Raya Berura. And that's Pshat in the Sugin Gittin Daf Yuram Mebez. Because being that there's a Svara, that these two Oiv De Kechavim would be like Mari Navshayu, so that's enough of a reason for now the bad dying to say, you know something? It's Daiti Noita Sheyemes. V'adobar Chazak B'libay Shukain, Af Al Pi She'en Li Raya Berura. Raya Berura would be Eidim. Chavnish Raya Berura. But a Svara Gedoil I have, because it's like Mari Navshayu, and Bezdin has a right to Paskin on that. And that's Pshat said Rav Shach in the Sugya and Gittin Yudam Adbez. Pshat in the Sugya is that the two Oiv De Kechavim are Nemon, but not like Eidim. Eidim avadanisht. You know why they're not naming like Eidim? Because as Eidim they'd be posel Eidos. Because the Rambam says Oiv De Kechavim is posel Eidos. I was made to Gemara loy mari nafshayu. What the Gemara means is the Rambam peruch avtala aloch aleph. That's what the Rambam means. What the Rambam means, what the Gemara means is that there's a musik that dines a lot of paskim based on mashad daitoy noitel and jememes. V'adover chazik b'liba yishu kain. And loy mari nafshayu and shtaris oinu bar koish Oiv De Kechavim creates enough of an umdino that right now I have a rech to think as a diet that this is probably the way it is. So said Rav Shach, the Fizek comes out of Nifla de Gezach. They're really the Oiv De Kechavim that are signing on this Shtar Apostle Eidos. But Afal Pikein and Gittin Daf Yudam Abbas, they're Nemon. Because they're not Nemon Betoiras Eidim, they're Nemon Betoiras Umdina. They're Nemon in the sense that they have a right to create right now a reality in the mind of the Dayan that he thinks that this is the way it is, and Yesh L'dayan Lodum B'dinei Mominus Al Pi Advarim Shataita Noitelem Shem Emes V'adav Chazak B'liba Yeshu Gein. That's the way it is. So Zok Rav Shach, the truth is, the Fizeh, it opens up a Mafteach, that really any time you have someone that's Pasul Eidos, that comes and says, Eidos and Bezdin, even though there's Xeris HaKosov, that he's Pasul Eidos, doesn't necessarily mean that this case is dead on arrival. Because if the Dayan would think that maybe this is the way it is, he could Paskin this way. The Fizeh comes out, Mamish HaRevolutzia, a Chiddush Nifla, throughout the years of learning, we've always been told, if Moshe Nahar would walk in and they would say, Eidos, not Negeya, Moshe Nahar, I'm sorry, we can't accept your testimony because you're brothers and you're craven, and as a result, you're Pasul Eidos. Zok Rav Shach, it's not so poshut. They're just going to be Pasul Eidos mitzad Hilchas Eidos. Or mitzad the Rambam in Perich Haftal and Aloch Aleph, Yesh L'dayim Lodah B'dinim Omenes Al Piyadvam Shaddai Denoit Shememes V'chayra. If Moshe and Aaron walk into Bezdin, you'd think the Dayan would say, well, if Moshe thinks this way and Aaron thinks this way, it's probably what happened. And as a result, it's Dayt Denoit and Shememes V'adavach Chazak B'liba Shukain. And Afal Pishen Le Raya Berura Afal Pikin. This is the way he would Paskin. Because that's exactly what's happening in the Mishnah, getting Daf Yud on the base. These Oiv De Kechavim Apostle Eidos, Abisvado Asvar, Vele Marin Afshayu, and Echanami, if Moshe Naharin would come, Avada to be a Svar, Vele Marin Afshayu, and therefore you would accept the Eidos. So what does it mean? We don't accept Moshe Naharin as Eidim, but we accept them as per this Rambam Perich Haftal Alach Aleph. We don't accept Oiv De Kechavim as Eidim, but per this Rambam Perich Haftal Alach Aleph, we do accept him. Let's just understand a little bit better. What it means is Eidim have a special koyach. For example, Eidim, there's a halach of Trei Kameya. So if two Eidim say one thing and 100 Eidim say the other thing, the two are equally as strong as the 100. Now, if you'd ask the man on the street, you trust the two, you trust 100. You'd probably trust 100. By the way, you go Basarai, Dayanim, you always go Basarai. So why when it comes to Eidim is a Trei Kameya? Right, if you would have 102 Dayanim and 100 would say one way and two would say the other way,
Achrei Rabbah Mahatay, so didn't they write? You would trust 100 Dayanim. So why, when it comes to Edom, is it not that way? Because it's Xeris HaKosu. Trekameya, that's the way it is. Migu b'makim Edom lo yomrinon. Right, there's a lot of dinim that are negeya hilchas edos. Nimtza echad mehem karev epasel. Edusam betelo. These are all halachas in hilchas edos. In hilchas edos, adash shulchan aruch. And for that, there's no halach of lemar nafshayu. For that, Moshe naharin apostle edos. For that, over the kechavim apostle edos. However, there is a sugya in getting daf yurad mebeis. And that sugya is that even when I can't come with the umph of Eden, but at the same time, there is a halach of loy mari nafshayu. And loy mari nafshayu means that Beis Din doesn't exclusively have to baskin based on Eden. And if they feel that something is a certain way, they have every right in the world to baskin that way. And it's a din doy raisa for them to baskin that way. This din of yesh ladayim lo debedin imamin is api advarim shetayit and noitlan sheinab is not a din derabanon. This has nothing to do with yesh koich biyad chacham. It's a din doy raisa. So do a din tayra. Aye, it says al pishnei Edom Yakum Davar. Dr. Ram himself asked that kasha. That just means that when Edom come, you have to accept them. Xeris HaKosov, with the whole Shulchan Aruch that comes along with Edom. But in terms of needing to paskin based on Edom, shishda azadin midai raisu yesh ladayin lodim b'dinei mamnis. It's pashut. Said Rav Shach. Once we understand the Rambam Perich of Dal Hilchos Sanhedrin. And once we understand the sugya, Mesech is getting the afyura midbeis, the shtaro is ha'oilim bar koich, loiv the kechavim. So now we can understand, b'tuv tam, u'b'yoyser oimek, u'b'yeser se'es, u'b'yeser ois, the Rambam and his l'shoinois, in the end of Hilchos Gerushin, the Rambam was explaining the halach of Edos Isha, and says the Rambam, that even though it's true, in Dovah Shabbat V'pachas Mishnayim, but at the same time, in Erei Echad, that's going to walk into Beis Din, it's a milsa davide l'gluye, Beis Din has every right in the world to paskin. Says the Rambam, let's see it again inside. The Torah wasn't makbid on two Edim. It's true. If the only way to know what's going on is based on the Edim, so then there's exeris hakosev of two Edim. Kengoyin she'idush is a harag is a oyhilva is a avol dover she'ef shalamid alburiyah shaloi mipiyo ed azeh. Ve'eino ed yochel lishomet in a dover emes kengoyin zeh she'heid she'meis ployni. Lo yikpi the Torah all of. The other Torah was a makbin unto Edim. She'dover rochek u she'yod boyo ed b'sheker. Because it's a dover rochek to say that it would be lying. In other words, being that when it's a milsa davide l'gluye, there's such strong evidence that this person is telling the truth, so therefore Beis Din has a right midai raisa to accept the edus. Based on what? Not based on edus. In Hilchos Edus, ain't davar shebe'er v'pachas mishnayim. But based on yesh ledayin lodum b'dinei mominus al pi advarim shetaiten noitelen shememes v'adavar chazak b'libo yishu kein af al pi she'en sham raya berura. The Rambam doesn't mean it's a raya berura. The Rambam doesn't mean it on that level. But the Rambam is saying that being that there's a halacha when it comes to dinei Edus, that a bezin is a lot of paskin based on what he thinks. And that's true by dinei mominus. So if it's true by dinei mominus, k'mavurin, getting yudam at base, it has to be true by arayas as well. Because what's the makar in davish of every pachis b'shalayim it's gufa learned out from dinei mominus. So there too, you can have the same exact halacha, that yesh l'dayim l'adun. And it's for that reason, said the Rambam, that where it's a milsa davide l'gluye, you could trust eid echad midei raisa. It's all the Rambam l'shitasai. What was the kasha? The kasha was in davish of every pachis b'shalayim. So if ain't davish ever pachas mishnayim, how could you trust in eid echad? Ah, you'll tell me the chachamim. Ain't koich biat chachamim laku davim min ha-toyr v'kum v'aseh. And because of this, shmaitza zayin, we have all the raid. Tosfos says if it's a tan hagam, we could. Rashi says we'll bring oike the original kedushin. The Rambam says it's poshit. It's a milsa davide l'gluye. Beis Din has every right to assume that this person is not going to lie. Because shedavir rochek hu sheyed b'yoyed b'sheke. And if that's the case, he's nema midai raisa. What do you mean? I thought there's a din of ein davar shebe'er v'pachas mishnayim. Zok the Rambam, no. That's true. There is a din of ein davar shebe'er v'pachas mishnayim. But that's where it's not a milsa davide l'gluye. So over there, you have to come on to the xeris hakosav. The xeris hakosav of eidus is to eidim. But a vifel, it's shayach through an eid echad to come to azak klarkai. So now, you can be nema midai raisa als the Rambam. And that's why he's going to be believed. And then Rav Shach went on, he took it one step further. We'll just try. And that is, says Rav Shach, that lefize we could be miyashav all the lashonis in the Rambam. We mentioned this when we spoke at the Rambam the first time. Right, the Rambam starts off, he says, Al yiksha be'inecha. Sounds like it's a din derabanan. The Rambam fears eyes. Lefichach hikilu chachamim bedavar ze. Chamim wa meko. Veheminu bayeid echad. Mi pishivcha, min aksav. Belay drishav hachakiru, kudai shilishu, benay sisrael agunas. Sounds like, again, it's a din derabbanan. Right, the Rambam starts mid derabbanan, ends mid derabbanan. Al yikshav einecha shetiru chachamim. Lefichach hikilu chachamim. But yet, the whole chaymer of the Rambam is shlo yikpid the Torah. It sounds like it's a din d'oraisa, and the Tashbit's already, and everybody struggled to understand the Lashonis in the Rambam. If the Rambam held you trust Eidecha mid'oraisa, so why did the Rambam start mid'rabbanan, and why did he end mid'rabbanan? Right? For sure, a ha'ara. But really, the check made ha'ara, and this was the Rivash's Grace Akash and his Tshuva. And the Grace Akash is from the Rambam Hilchas Eidos. The Rambam says, B'shnei mekoyme se'mina Torah Eidecha. There's two times that the Torah trusts in Eidecha. B'soita shloi tishtem me'amarim. If there's Eide Kine and Eide Stira, and Eid Echot says that she was Netmas, she doesn't drink Meisaito. Ube Egla Rufa, Shaloi Tearef. Ube Chein Medivreim, and then there's one time you trust Eid Echot Midirabana. Beidos Isha, Sheyad Lashem Eis Baila. So it's Mefurish in the Rambam, you only trust Eid Echot Midirabana. And everybody bought, everyone's bought. It's a steer in the Rambam. Here the Rambam says, Lo Yikpi the Torah, gives me a whole day rise at the Gishtagal Torah. Toss the Pshat in the Rambam. And three times, no less, the Rambam said that it's a Dirabana. Zok Rav Shach, that avad the Rambam held it's a din day raisa. Yesh l'dayun lodun b'dinei mominis is a din day raisa. So avad the fact that we're going to trust Eid Echad is a din day raisa. But what gives us a right to trust Eid Echad mid day raisa? It doesn't say it in the Torah. You know what it says in the Torah? What it says in the Torah is that a dayun is allowed to go based on umdana. But how do you define umdana? So the truth is every dayun has to sit down, he has to define umdana for himself. But every now and again, the Rabbanan gave us a little insight. And the Rabbanan said, I want you to know, this is an umdana. Zok Rav Shach, the fact that we can trust in Eid Echad, be'edos Isha, that the Da'as Svar in the Welt, for Milsa Davida Legluye, that's the Nishma Furish Aragetz in the Torah. Torah never said that. The Rabbanan were the ones that said it. So really, it's the Rabbanan that gave us the gift to know that in Eid Echad, is davar rochuk sheyod sheker, and therefore there's a festa umdana that he's telling the truth. Oh, really? It's an umdana? Now I can trust you midday raisa. So Zok Rav Shach, the fact that we trust Eid Echad Avad is midday raisa. It's working with the Rambam and Perek Chavtal and Hilchas Sanhedrin. It's working with the sugya mesachtes kitten daf yudam mebeis. We're leveraging a din day raisa. But how do I know that this is included in that Rambam? Mehechatesi. Maybe it's not included in the Rambam. Who said this is an umdana? You know who said it? Perko Isha Rabba said it. It screamed it. That's midivrayim, however. The Rabbana were megala to us that it's an umdana. Once I know it's an umdana, it's a dindai raisa. Just one more knay, just a little bit better. The Rambam Hilchas Eidos is contrasting the fact that we trust an Eid Echad by Saita, and Eid Echad by Egla Rufa, that's on one side of the ledger, and the fact that we trust in Eid Echad when it comes to Eid Asisha. What's the makar that we trust in Eid Echad by Eid Saita? It's a pasuk in the Torah. It says the Eid Eid Ba, Eid always means two Eidim, so if you don't have two Eidim, but you had an Eid Echad, after Kina and Stira, you trust Eid Echad. Here the Torah said Mefurish, you trust Eid Echad. It's a pasuk in the Torah. Just like it says, Apishnei Eidim Yakum Davar, Apishnei Eidim Yakum Davar, it says, Davar Davar Mimamin, it says the Eid Eid Ba, if you don't have two Eidim, but you had an Eid Echad, you could trust Eid Echad. So it's a pasuk in the Torah that you could trust Eid Echad. That's mefurish in the Torah that you trust Eid Echad. By Egla Rufa, there's also a drasha. By Eidos Isha, it doesn't say anywhere trust Eid Echad. All we know midai raisa by Eidos Isha is that you don't need two Eidim. But mehechates Eid Echad is good. It's true, I know you don't need two Eidim. Because yesh l'dayin lodin, based on mashad. But who said Eid Echad is Neman? Mechates is Zok Rav Shach. I don't know that. By Saita, the Torah said Eid Echad is Neman. By Egla Rufa, the Torah said Eid Echad is Neman. By Eidos Isha, the Torah said, Gittin Yudam Ibeis, the Rambam Melech Sanhedrin, that I don't need to aid them. Because even by Dine Mominus, I don't need to aid them. But how do I know Eid Echad works? The Rabbanan said that. Where? Perko Yisha Rabba. That's the Rambam. B'shnei mekoymes in mina Torah Eid Echad. The Torah said Eid Echad is going to be believed. B'soita be'egla rufo. V'chei medivreyem. Not that the Eid Echad is neman medivreyem. The Eid Echad is neman medayraisa. It's the fact, however, that we know that when Eid Echad talks, we can be mekabel medayraisa, that we know we can invoke
The Rambam in Perek Chavta, Halacha Aleph and Hilchas Sanhedrin, that's something that's Midevreyev. And that's the teretz to all the steerers and the Lashonis of the Rambam. When the Rambam says Midevreyev, it's because the Ramanus is working with a Din Deiraisa. When the Rambam says Midevreyev, it's because the fact that we can invoke that Din Deiraisa is something I only know Midevreyev. It's both true. It's a Din Deiraisa, it's a Din Derabanan, Rav Shach, again, he says it in two places, in Perek Chof and Hilchas Sanhedrin, Nachavdal. Perek Chof, Hilchas Sanhedrin, he says it also, the end of Hilchas Gerishin, and Rav Shach, a few times, Chaz is over, he says it's poshut to him, that this is the Eves of Pshat in the Shittas HaRambam.